Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snowy, icy, windy, 92.5 WBEE, TJ, Bo, producer Hope, the wind in Webster got me this morning. You know we're up early, before most, and as I'm walking to my car, I notice my wife's Jeep is just full of snow, so I go, okay, I'm going to turn my car on, get the defrost going, I'll grab my brush and go clean off her car. So I open up my door, got 1 foot in just to start, and I left my other leg out. The wind crush my leg.
Yeah.
I mean, it was vicious how the wind, like, oh, look at him. Boom! Just got me right there.
Yeah.
And it's swollen, little black and blue, and if anything happens, I pass out. Tell him to check my calf there.
He's been so dramatic this morning about this bruise. It's gonna bruise. I keep telling you, and he's like, it may be a blood clot. I don't know. Hopefully, I don't lose my leg. I'm like, it's just going to bruise.
The wind is powerful.
I know it hurt. I know it hurt. There's a lot of people who woke up painful this morning. In the meantime, most of the power has been restored to most of the homes in our region. But overnight, folks lost power. They woke up to no power, many people this morning. And that just stinks. That's the worst, is waking up going, oh, first of all, your alarm didn't go off unless you set your cell phone. Because your alarm's on, everything, power's off. And you can't do so much in your house. And I just remember waking up with no power. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? I got this family here. It's cold. It's winter. First thing I got to do is my coffee.
What?
All I could think about was having my cup of coffee. I was like, how am I going to make my coffee? And then I could deal with life's problems. And I was like, Steve. And he was like, I don't know. I go, I don't think you understand. Like, I have to have some coffee, especially if we're going to have no power all day. So we went out to the garage and he got one of those battery packs, you know, that you can charge a car with. And he brought it in and he was like, I don't know how much charge we got in her. And I was like, hopefully it's enough just to make a pot of coffee because it's got an outlet in it. So we plug it in. I got enough to get a pot of coffee.
Okay. The necessities in life.
Right.
Get your priorities straight.
Correct.
No power, but
I got to have some coffee. Then I can deal with life's problems like having no power.
So today with the wind, luckily, they've got most.
Yeah, it
restored.
Says most has been restored in the homes in the region.
Okay. Well, this is, you know, one of those things, a reminder. Maybe get some backup camping battery packs.
Yeah.
For at least the coffee or whatever.
At least the coffee.
The necessities are in your household. We know what TJ's are. But this is an idea to go get one ready for the next storm. You know we're not done yet. Mm-mm. No, we are not. Great news is we gave away Luke Bryan tickets, and we're going to have more to give away all this week. Right around 7:45. Tickets go on sale at LiveNation.com this Friday, but you can win them before they even get printed with the B Morning Coffee Club. Could be you tomorrow. Lee Bryce, 92.5 WBEE, welcomes him this Friday night, Kodak Center. Get your tickets at WBEE.com. We are near sellout. You don't want to miss it. Beautiful music there. I mean, from the heart.
That's my favorite Lee Bryce song.
Okay.
Somebody's like, what's your favorite? When I talk to him, I'm going to be like, I just love I Drive Your Truck. I just, every time I hear it, it just warms my heart. And you know, because it's based on a true story, it really is. The co-writer, Connie Harrington, said she was inspired to write it after hearing from a father, his name is Paul Monty, whose son, a Medal of Honor recipient, Jared, was killed in Afghanistan while trying to save a fellow soldier. And in this interview, his father says, I drive his truck to feel close to my son.
Wow.
So, and that's where the whole inspiration from the song came from. So I don't know. Maybe that's why it's so beautiful, because it's so, I don't know. It's just so touching.
Well, it's Lee Brice. He's singing from the heart. He's singing about a true story, and it affects us all in different ways, yeah. But that's beautiful. It's going to be him and the guitar up on stage.
Right.
Okay.
And well, he likes to chat a lot.
Yeah, so he's going to be telling the stories.
Yeah.
It's very similar to our guitars and stars, but it's just him. It's all about him and his music, and he's got so many big hits. And we're going to be on the stage, too. It's just to introduce him. Then they're like, get off.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's all about Lena's guitar.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be warm inside. You need a great date night. You need some fun. Get out of the hibernation. Lee Brice, this Friday night, Kodak Center. Get your tickets at WBEE.com. We'll see you there.
Don't miss
smells in your car, your minivan, your SUV, 92.5 WBEE. Yeah, it could be stuff the kids left underneath the seats.
Is.
But it could also mean mechanical issues. Did you know? Rotten eggs. You smell rotten eggs? You ever drive, smell rotten eggs? Get the Cadillac converter checked. That could be an issue. Okay. Burning oil? Check if your oil is low or leaks of oil if you're smelling oil.
Okay.
Maple syrup smell while you're driving. Check the coolant level. These are...
So low coolant smells like maple syrup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about during the summer years, moldy odor? Could be air conditioning filter. Yeah. Burning plastic is the one. If you're smelling that, you want to get over to a mechanic soon. That could be an electrical issue. Things burning.
You know, I always wonder, because the car fire, you know how in the mornings we'll have, there's a car fire.
Yeah.
There's a car on fire by the side of the road. I'm like, how do you drive? And then what catches the stupid thing on fire? So it's got to be what? Electrical?
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be something like that. So that's good to know. Don't keep driving.
If you're smelling, burning.
Stop before plastic. The car catches fire.
That's the one, the biggest of the smells to alert you. Huh. You got to go get it checked out. Yeah. Because
my husband diagnoses always the car in front of us. The car in front of us. If it smells, it's coming through the vents or whatever.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, they got a Cadillac converter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Or they've got, so he can smell the car in front of us and diagnose it.
That is a side hustle for Steve.
Let me drive. You want to drive the car and see? No, I want to drive behind you and diagnose the smell coming from your car.
The nose mechanic, the smell mechanic, there's something there with him. He has a sixth sense.
He's got something.
Yeah.